Have you ever eaten a tough piece of meat? Now, it's allegedly good for you, and you can even pay a bit extra for a superior cut. But if it comes up tough after you've cooked it, well, you'd have been better off without it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Some things are good if they're tough. The soles of your shoes, for instance. Of course, you want them to be tough. But there are other things in life that we'd much prefer to be tender than tough. Take a person's heart, for instance. Of course, I'm speaking metaphorically, but you know what I mean. Their attitude toward you and the rest of the world. Sure, we need those who are strong too, but we want them to be gentle and kind and thoughtful along the way. The Apostle Peter was writing to people who were under severe persecution for being Christians. Under those circumstances, when you're under extreme pressure as they were, it's easy to have a heart that's hardened against adversity, even a heart that's hardened against the people around you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Don't repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay it with a blessing. It is for this that you were called, that you might inherit a blessing. So how do you respond under pressure? It's a question we all need to ask ourselves, because the last thing God wants is for us to harden our hearts. But instead, have a tender heart. Be sympathetic. Love the people around you. Be humble. And don't repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse. Instead, repay it with a blessing. That's God's word fresh for you today. The love of God changes everything in our lives, and He's constantly speaking His love through His word. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.